The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, March the 27th. We're going to talk about spring and summertime activities today. Two separate topics of spring and summertime. First of all, let's start with Byron Scott, Maplewood Barn Theater. Good to have you here.
It's great to be back, Paul.
And we're talking about your gala, which is coming up the 5th of April, springtime. And summertime at the Maplewood Barn.
Springtime at the Maplewood Barn in Nifong Park. We're going to have a little party for our friends and our sponsors on April 5th, Saturday, from 5 to 7.
And where is it going to be?
Right in the new barn. You know, we're starting our third year in the new rebuild.
So it's going to be in the barn? The
yes.
gala is going to be in the barn?
And outdoors, weather permitting.
Okay.
As we certainly hope it will be.
Okay. Well, in April in Missouri, you never know. You could have 12 inches of snow or it could be 90 degrees.
That's right. And we've got just such a great season coming up, and this is a way to get the people who support us to come and see us.
So what is your opening show?
Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution, opening May 1st.
Okay.
So
even though this is still in March, May 1st is just around the corner.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we're hard in rehearsal for that. And
so you've already got the cast and
yes,
you're rehearsing.
That's right. That's right. And then that'll be followed by Nonsense 2, which is a musical, mm-hmm. just a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's Eve, Julius Caesar is our Shakespeare this year, and wrapping up with Something's Afoot, which is another musical.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nonsense 2, have you cast that yet?
No.
So people can still audition?
Yes, they can. And if they want information on that, they could go to our website, MaplewoodBarnTheater.com.
Okay. Just MaplewoodBarnTheater.com or
That's
org?
Right. .com.
.com. MaplewoodBarnTheater.com. And you can find out all the information about auditioning for Nonsense 2.
Yes.
The musical.
It's going to be great. It's going to be delightful.
All right. Now, as far as the gala, that's coming up on April the 5th, and you'll be covering all of that information.
That's right. We'll have the directors and cast members. We'll have people also talking about the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater, which is on KBIA on Friday nights, just completing its third year. Everything about that, all of the barn's activities.
Okay. If people want to get tickets for the gala, what do they do?
Well, tickets are free, but in order to have enough ice cream and cake, we want you to just sign in at the website.
And so they know, you know how many people are coming.
That's right. And we've invited several people, including you and James, and hope you'll have a chance to stop by.
Okay. All right. So that is the Saturday?
Saturday, April 5th.
Saturday, April the 5th at the new barn.
Exactly, in Nifong Park.
All right. Byron, thank you so much for coming by. We hope you break many legs this summer with we only got two to break.
They're predicting a mild summer, and so it'd be a beautiful summer at the barn.
I read that in the paper, that we're expecting a mild summer. And good amounts of precipitation for agriculture, too. But not on the nights that you're having the barn.
Well, I hope we can please the farmers and the performers and the audiences all at the same time.
All right. Byron Scott, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
coming
Paul.
By. Maplewood Barn, the good productions all summer long. Now we turn to another production that's coming up in April, and that's for the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri. We've got Scott Gordon with us. Good to have you here, Scott.
Thank you, Paul.
And your event is what?
Our event is the only cardboard boat regatta in mid-Missouri. Mm-hmm. And of course, a regatta is a bunch of boats on the water. It's the Float Your Boat for the Food Bank cardboard regatta, to be exact. And it's a race for charity, but it's a race of cardboard craft, cardboard boats that will actually race on Bass Pro Shop Lake mm-hmm. April 12th. Saturday, April 12th. It's the busiest Saturday in the entire calendar, we've found out. But please take time to come out, see the boats race at noon at Bass Pro.
Now, is it too late to sign up to be in the race if you want to? Now, this is March 27th.
Yes, it is. We have about 50 boats signed up to
50
race.
50 boats?
50 boats.
You're going to have 50 boats in that lake?
Not at one time. Well, actually, let's go back to that. We are going to have two boats at a time on Bass Pro Lake racing heads to head, either on a short course for kids under age of 14 or a long course, which is about 200 yards for adults and other big people.
Mm-hmm. So two boats at a time.
Right, like drag racing. So,
and how do they propel themselves?
They propel themselves with good old muscle power. They paddle their cardboard boats along with their own power, and some of them, this is a third season for this. The first 2 years we've had some that were quite excellent. We had a lot of them that went in little circles. We had some that went way off course, had to be rescued. But it's a great time, and we also have incorporated a contest or two for the best built boat, the one that was crafted the best, the one that's the worst, you know, a cardboard box that somebody's just put tape on, and then everything in between. And we have categories like You Can't Believe It's Cardboard and the Titanic Award, which is for the most stylish sinking in the lake.
So that was pretty much a sampling of all the categories.
Right,
I'm sure there are
right.
a few more.
There are a number of them, and the People's Choice Award is the one that's all important, because the people who attend the Float Your Boat actually vote with their dollars for the favorite boat of all. And these boats are decorated to the nines, most of them. The ones that are just a cardboard box, not so much. But, you know, we had a huge crawdaddy last year. I mean, it looked like a giant, mm-hmm. you know, 40-foot crawdaddy. We had the Titanic. We had the Duck Dynasty boat that was very popular. A dollar buys 15 pounds of food at the food bank, and every dollar that they get in their jar for their boat goes to help feed someone in our 32-county
okay.
region.
So you want to go out, you want to watch the boat race.
Yep, cheer for your favorite.
Vote on your favorite.
Yep.
And remember, each dollar you give buys 15 pounds of food.
Correct.
For somebody who needs it.
Somewhere in central or northeast Missouri.
Okay.
Right here.
Give us the date one more time.
It is April the 12th. The racing starts at noon. Come out beforehand and go through the pit area and vote for your favorite.
Okay.
And they can see everything about it on our website, sharefoodbringhope.org.
Okay. And if you want to donate, you can stop
that.
By or you can give them a call.
You can donate online also.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Scott Gordon.
Appreciate
it. Central Missouri Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Cedar Creek Therapeutic Writing Center is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Caleb Hoke, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there is something you would like to see or hear, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. Bye-bye.